Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. So excited and so honored to have our special guest speaker with us today, Pam Ousley. She is really one of the top authorities when it comes to talking about quantum jumping, parallel universes, aura colors, and so much more. So I'm super excited because, as I was sharing with Pam, that's why we're even opening the call a little late today, because I started chatting. I was so excited because, we've been running this telesummit now for 10 years. It's not often that I actually get really excited to meet someone where I have to get my team to find out, get her contact information. We have to get her on the show. Somebody had sent me Pam's TEDx talk, which we sent you guys over the weekend. Hopefully you got to see it. If not, you have to watch it. It's going to be on her special offer page, too, so make sure you do watch it. There's a lot of really great information there. So somebody had sent me that TEDx talk, and I was so impressed. She's absolutely the real deal, and, of course, I've been doing her course since we arranged to have her on the show. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, too. So I was like a giddy kid, just hyper excited that I will be interviewing Pam today. We're going to talk about some very cool, exciting stuff. You guys, I know that some of you, of course, the FHTJ listeners, the longtime listeners, some of you already know this stuff. But as I have told you, we've added a lot of new people to the list since we did the docuseries. So for those people, this is going to be super exciting because I bet you some of this information you've probably never heard before. And some of us, even though we have heard it before, it's great to hear it again as a reminder. So today we're going to talk about many things with Pam. Some of those are going to be find out what quantum physics says about who we really are and the nature of reality. Learn the advanced abilities and how to develop them. Discover what prevents us from living with those advanced abilities. Learn what is happening currently in the world and what lies ahead for humanity and much, much more. So, are you excited yet? Because we're going to be talking about parallel universes as well. And what does quantum jumping mean? How does Pam have all these abilities and how is she able to teach these to many people around the world? Now, a little bit about Pam. Pam Ousley is a consultant, a best-selling author, professional psychic, intuitive, medium, and aura expert. She has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, The Dr. Oz Show, The View, The Ricky Lake Show, Hallmark's Home and Family, Gaia with Lisa Gar, and hundreds of other television and radio shows. She has also been featured in many national magazines. She has spoken at the TEDx Talks, the International Forum on New Science, Fortune 500 companies, and many seminars for professionals in the psychology, education, health fields, and more. She has written 5 successful and popular books, Life Colors, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and her latest book, Infinite You and the Truth According to John. She was awarded the Holistic Transformational Leader of the Year Award by the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching. She has a very extensive clientele, including many celebrities. She also had the number one show for 11 years at a popular Santa Barbara radio station, which also broadcasts internationally via the Internet. She's the founder of AuraColors.com, a site which is designed to help you create success, joy, and fulfillment. So we are going to be talking to Pam about many things and how she is actually the living proof that a new expanded consciousness is real because she demonstrates these advanced abilities and teaches others how to activate their own abilities too. Pam, welcome to the show. So wonderful to have you.
I am so excited to be able to talk with you. I love how you talk really high-level concepts, so this is exciting for me.
I know, it's super exciting for me as well, and I know for this really amazing community of FHTJ listeners. So let's let's jump right in because we have limited time with you and we want to really maximize it. What does quantum physics really say about who we really are and the nature of reality?
Oh, that's a big question, huh? So basically, to compare it with, we've been living under the information on Newtonian physics, which is basically just Isaac Newton, for hundreds of years. And Newtonian physics is saying that who we are, our big, you know, we're just biological machines and the universe is a big machine and things deteriorate and we're separate from everything and everything dies off. That's Newtonian physics. The new physics that came out in the 1900s and we're just now really starting to understand it and use it in our lives is quantum physics. And quantum physics, and this is that everything is energy. They cannot find any solid thing to matter at all. It's all energy. They put cells under a microscope and they go further and further and see empty space and a lot of atoms and then subatomic particles, and they're not finding anything solid to matter. They're discovering everything is energy, and we're now exploring consciousness. So Schrodinger, Heisenberg, Max Planck, the scientist, the physicist that actually came up with quantum physics, basically say that consciousness is fundamental to reality. And Einstein even said, reality is an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. So this is a profound shift in how we see who we are. If we're just energy in consciousness, that means we can create anything with our consciousness. We shouldn't be aging. We shouldn't be getting sick. We shouldn't be dying. We can manifest with our thoughts, with our consciousness. It's a very profound shift in our understanding of who we are, and it gives us more power, more freedom, more excitement. It's an amazing shift in consciousness.
It really is, and it's such an exciting time to be alive and to be able to witness all of this because humanity is waking up to all this now. So this is super exciting. Now, some of your abilities, Pam, though, I mean, we had heard about all of this stuff. I had heard about it, like I mentioned to you, many years ago when I started the Telesummit. I don't think I have actually met anyone or seen anyone that has the level of abilities that you do. You can bend spoons. You have been able to, in your TED talk, you said you had helped police departments locate, you know, kidnapped people or even dead bodies that they couldn't find. You've got all kinds of really, you can go into the past, you can go into the future by quantum, you know, dimension jumping. So what are some of these advanced abilities and how did you learn and develop these?
Well, there's very profound things in quantum physics. So starting with your first question, even one of the things in quantum physics is non-local mind. We've been trained to think that our minds are in our brains, which are trapped in our bodies. But quantum physics is saying, no, that consciousness is non-local. This is
Just that it's getting choppy. So I just want our audience to know that Pam is in an area where cell phone reception is not that great. So just bear with us. It's going to get better in a few seconds. So, yeah, go ahead, Pam. You can keep talking. I just wanted to let them know.
You can. I'm so sorry.
I can hear you now.
You can.
That's okay.
Okay, good.
I can hear you.
We have mountains all around, so I think the mountains are interfering with the signal right now. Even better, it's our combined energy kind of blowing the technology out. Non-local mind, basically, our consciousness is everywhere. It's expansive, which accounts for the fact that I can do remote viewing. I can go find a missing plane and see who in the plane is still alive because my consciousness is everywhere. It's expansive. Their future, including their other lives, all because consciousness is non-local. It is not limited. We're not trapped in our little brains and our little bodies. It's just not who we are. Now, how I got started, basically my background is in helping people. You know, I was doing counseling work for autistic kids and learning disabled kids and kids with problems. And then I started working in the rock and roll business and promoting things like that. And then I went to hear a psychic speak, and I walked into the room, and he said, you get up here on the, you know how to do this work too. And I went, what are you talking about? I came here to hear you speak. And so he pulled me up in front of the room that night, and he said, okay, I want you to tell people what you see about them, what you sense. And I was like, ah. So I was kind of nervous for him to be, you know, it's like, what are you talking about? Anyway, I found that I sensed things. I saw images. I saw pictures. I knew things about people that I'd never met before. For example, over to my right, I saw a woman who I saw the spirit of a little girl standing next to her. I'd never seen that before in my life. I knew she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. She didn't even know she was pregnant. She went to the doctor shortly after and found out she was pregnant, and she had a little girl. Like, oh my gosh, how am I doing this? So basically I got thrown in the water. He said, nope, just do it. So that started my adventure of being able to tap into, you know, just shifting into another state of consciousness. That's all this is. Psychic abilities, remote viewing, all of this is just another state of consciousness. We've got daydreaming, we've got sleeping, we've got waking, we've got, you know, real deep sleep. We've got different states of consciousness. This is just practicing another state of consciousness where you hear information or you sense information or you just know information. So I've learned how to really be still enough to tap into that level and find amazing information about things. And then things like bending spoons.
Uh-oh, we lost you again.
Okay, I'll keep talking until you tell me.
Could you repeat
back again.
That? We just,
yeah.
It just, you were just going to start talking about bending spoons.
Well, bending spoons, when you realize that quantum physics is saying everything's energy and there's no such thing as solid matter, they can't even figure out how we're sitting on chairs, okay, because there's no solid matter. Once you realize that, you start experimenting with that, there's nothing solid to the spoons. It's like, well, then I should be able to make it, you know, take any form I want. And so I just imagined it as more of a soft liquid or, you know, like a, like dough. And then it's easy to bend it because it's just energy and it's all in the mind. As you said, and like the Matrix, you know, there is no spoon.
Yeah.
It's like you're the spoon. So,
yeah.
So I started experimenting with that and learning and studying more about quantum physics. How can I do this? How is this possible? And the more I studied it, the more I saw that it was there was even more possible.
Wow. And do everybody,
so that's how I got
can
started.
We all do this? Can we
absolutely.
All do this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For example, seeing auras. I met a woman once I started doing my psychic work. I met a woman who had synesthesia, which basically means you cross they can taste sound or they can hear colors or the five senses cross signals. Anyway, she saw auras and she didn't know that everybody else didn't see them until she was 40 something years old. I would listen to her discuss the aura colors and it matched with what I was picking up psychically about people. And so within the year, I developed the ability to see and sense auras or energy fields myself. So here's one of the basic skills that we all have. We can all feel people's energy. Whether you can see auras yet, you can't see them. When you meet somebody for the first time, there's certain people that you feel really comfortable with. You have energy. Something about that you pull a feeling. Have these abilities, and we've just been taught either that they're not real or we haven't been taught that they are real enough to start developing them.
So Pam, why are we not all doing all this stuff too? Like, why can't I bend spoons? Why can't I do dimension jumping, although I would love to? What prevents us?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of people around the world, especially a lot of the children that are showing up, that we have these abilities. They're natural. It's just that we haven't been taught that this is real. We haven't been We've been focusing on the physical reality, on surviving, on getting a job, on finding love, on raising children. We've been taught that that's real. These other abilities, mm-hmm. we haven't been trained to believe that they exist, and we haven't been shown that they exist. And so basically more and more people now are interested in this. I've been doing this work now for over 37 years. And when I first started wow. Aram, it was like, whoa, people were like, you know, there's a lot of things I couldn't even explain to people because it was mm-hmm. not in their field of consciousness, or people thought it was bad or weird, or, you know, there was something wrong with me. So I kept my mouth shut with a lot of it, except for the aura colors, because people like that. But more and more, mm-hmm. haven't you noticed the consciousness is getting more open,
yes,
more curious
absolutely.
About it, more expansive? So now people are leaning more towards what they're saying. And the scientists, the physicists are backing this up. I heard something really mm-hmm. exciting the other day. I watched these quantum physicists being interviewed, and they said in the early 1900s, when it started arising, that it was really big, that the physicists were talking a lot about consciousness and quantum physics. And then the World War II happened, mm-hmm. and it shut everything down. They had to put it aside and then start doing things like developing atomic bombs instead, start using it for war. Mm-hmm. So it all got shoved to the side. Well, now it's becoming more popular again with the physicists. They're really exploring consciousness. So the fact that they're even saying this is real, and our technology, Aram, 90% of our technology is based on quantum physics. The internet, our cell phones, GPS, all of that is quantum physics. It's bits of information and energy. So I believe that our technology is leading us that way.
Absolutely. And I agree that there are people that have these abilities. And I know one of my nieces has the ability to see auras. She's always had it. So just like what you said, she thought everybody could see auras. And then mm-hmm. once she discovered that other people couldn't, she keeps it really secret because she doesn't want to be, you know, the weird one. And doesn't yep. really know what to do with it. So, and then I have to tell you, this information that you share is so important, Pam, because when I first heard your TED Talk and the way you described how you are able to jump into the future and into the past, and it's basically dimension jumping, I have known a friend for many years who has had this ability naturally. He didn't have to learn it, but he didn't know how he did it. So I sent mm-hmm. your video to him, and I said, oh, my God, actually somebody knows why this happens and how it happens. Isn't this what you do? And he told me later that as he watched you, he had tears in his eyes because he's in his late 50s now. And he said, I had never been able to understand how I'm able to do what I do. And it just I'm so grateful that I have now some, you know, some scientific explanation behind how this is happening. So it's such important information that you're sharing, not just for people that want to learn it and develop these abilities, but even for people that do have it and have no clue what to do with it, you know?
Right. Well, you know what? We've all got the ability. If anyone on this planet can do something, that means all of us have the ability as humans. And I think, honestly, we need to redefine what a human is. You know, when people go, well, I'm only human, it's like, oh, I'm limited, I'm flawed, I'm faulty. It's like, no. Humans are, mm-hmm. we're amazing, these expansive, miraculous, capable beings that have way more abilities than we've been taught to believe in. And some people are going to be really good at it. Some people have no interest in it, and that's fine. They're here on the planet having a different experience. Others, what I've noticed is the more we understand what we're doing, the more we have. So, for example, I use the analogy. Aerodynamics was always the truth, but we didn't know that. And once they discovered aerodynamics was the principle, now we can fly. So it's given us more freedom. Once we understand that quantum physics, this is natural, this is something we all have the ability to do with consciousness, ultimately it gives us more freedom. Like, you're bringing up quantum jumping or parallel universes. We do it all the time. This is physics. We go in and out of parallel universes all the time, but people don't realize it. The physicists are saying, you tell me if you want to get into parallel universes right now, because it's one of the most profound abilities we have, and it changes our lives instantly, just as easily as changing the channel on your TV or changing the radio station.
Oh, please, we have many, many comments. Yes, many of our listeners can't wait to hear about parallel universes. So, yes,
all
please.
Right. Well, let me explain to people what this basically is. I'm going to use physicists. If you want to, it's called analytics.
So we're losing you again. So let's give it a couple of seconds so you can come back. We're losing you again, Pam.
Okay.
Pam?
Tell me when.
Let's see. Yeah. I think it's better now. Yeah. So you'll have to start again, I'm afraid.
Okay. Physicists basically have evidence that multiverses or parallel universes are actually a real thing. And if you want, go to YouTube and go to Dr. Quantum. It's animated. It's one of my favorite things. Dr. Fred Allen Wolf explains it really easily. Put in Dr. Quantum and double slit experiment. That's how they discovered there were actually parallel universes going on. Now, I'm going to speak in lay terms so it's easy to understand. Right now in the room you're in, most likely there's probably 10 radio stations broadcasting around you. And those radio waves are around you all over the place, but you don't know they're there because you're not tuned into them. But if you were to go to your radio and turn on, say, 101, you're going to hear the music, the talk, the program that's coming out of 101, and it becomes your reality. If you go and change the dial and you go over to 107, now that talk, that music, that program is going to become your reality because you're tuned into that frequency. It's a frequency. Now, 101 is still around you. It's still right there, but it's not part of your reality because you're not aligned with that frequency. You're not tuned into it. That's the way parallel universes are. They're as close as your breath. And here's the amazing thing. They're saying every time you make a choice to go one direction instead of another, I don't care if it's as simple as you decided to wear white today instead of blue. There's one you that went on with her life wearing white today and another you that went off and split off and is wearing blue today. It's that subtle. However, there are big ones. There's a you that married somebody you met in high school. There's another you that never got married at all. There's another you that had four children. There's another you that moved someplace else and are having a completely different life, a different job, a different career. There are dramatic parts. Physicists are actually saying there's a universe where the Germans won the Second World War and we're still living, speaking German all over the world. So there's major differences, and then there's subtle ones. So I used it to change my relationship status, but I honestly believe this is how people do spontaneous healings. They shift from one universe to another one, and they're different results. And the way we do it is your beliefs, your thoughts, and your emotions. Your emotions have an energetic and a frequency to it. And it shifts you into another experience. Just like, on a basic level, you can go, I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad day. And then you can start going, oh, I'm very grateful for this. I'm happy. I'm going to choose to see all the things I'm happy about and grateful for. It changes your frequency and therefore your day changes. Well, this is dramatic enough that they say literally the things in your life start changing. And you know what, Aaron, we've got this in our movies. We've got Back to the Future, Somewhere in Time, Frequency, Sliding Doors, and one of my favorites is called Yesterday. It's one of my favorite movies about parallel universes. So we see
Yesterday?
It in our movies. We've got it on TV. Yeah, it's called Yesterday. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
People won't know it's a parallel universe, but if you keep watching, you'll go, oh my gosh, he went into a parallel universe. So we see it out there, and again, the simple thing is adjusting the dial on your radio or pushing the button or changing the TV station. It's a completely different movie. And you can radically change your life or you can just shift it. If you're not happy with your relationship status, all you do is shift your beliefs, your your imagination, your frequency, and your life actually changes. And sometimes it's very subtle and it takes a while. It has everything to do with if you believe it. If you believe that that's a reality, which is how I do it, you just walk out of the one, you drop the one you're believing in. You stop putting your energy on it. Einstein even said imagination is more important than knowledge, because what we think we know can limit us. So everything, I mean, we've got the law of attraction. We've got, you know, all kinds of things like that, hinting that your thoughts and your beliefs and your emotions make a difference. They matter. It changes your frequency. It changes your world. And you'll go into a different reality, a different parallel universe. Again, some of them are radical and they're different. You tell me if you want me to share one of my most radical stories about how I did it.
Oh, please. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We're
when
all
I
ears.
First discovered. Okay, good. So years and years ago, decades ago, I fell in love with this guy, musician. It's like, oh my gosh, that's who I want to be with. I'm so in love with him. I just feel like I'm supposed to be with him. He wanted nothing to do with me. I was blonde. He liked dark hair, a musician. He never wanted to be with anyone. He liked his single life. Oh, so I was devastated. He went, no, not in love with you, not attracted to you, never going to happen. Matter of fact, I'm in California in the States. He moved to the East Coast. He moved over to Virginia to be in a band over there, and he goes, nope, never going to see you again. Nope, not going to happen. I was devastated. So for 2 years, I just pined over this guy. Then, and no contact, and then I started studying parallel universes. And I went, wait a second, if these are real, we should be able to use them to change our lives, just like we use aerodynamics to be able to fly instead of walk across the country, right? Or take a boat to another continent. So one day I sat in a deep meditation and I imagined that I'm going to call it universe number one. I knew I was in universe number one. And in that universe, I knew I had low self-worth. I didn't believe I was attractive. I didn't believe I was lovable. I knew I was a nice person, but I still had some negative beliefs about myself and whether or not I was ever going to find love. So I went, well, I'm not liking this universe. I'm going to go into a parallel universe where everything's okay. So I imagined, I'm very visual, so I imagined like a membrane or like curtains, and I parted them and I went into universe number two. And I noticed in that one, I saw him, he was happy on the East Coast, he loved what he was doing, and I would feel guilty doing anything to pull him away from that. And they went, well, this is not the right universe then. I kept going into another one and another one and another one. I found myself in what I'm going to call universe number five. And in that one, I felt it was real. I felt that I was lovable. I changed my perception about myself. I felt like I was more attractive to someone, that love was real. And in that one, I could feel the grass on my feet. I could feel the sun on my body. I could smell the air. I knew I was actually in a different parallel universe. I felt it was real, just as real as the first one that I had left. And all I was doing was changing my consciousness. And in universe number five, I observed, I saw this guy. I saw him giving notice to the band, breaking up with whatever girl he'd been seeing because it wasn't working, going to Iowa to see his meditating friends, going to Los Angeles to see his rock and roll friends, and coming back to Santa Barbara, which is where I live, because he wanted, and we were going to be together. So it was so real, Aram. I could feel it. I knew it was just as real as the other one. So 2 weeks later, now remember, I hadn't seen this guy or talked to him for 2 years. And I didn't stalk him, but in universe number five, we were in love. So I called him. It's like, hey, how are you doing? And he said, well, 2 weeks ago, I gave notice to the band. I'm not going to see this girl anymore because she's too young. It's not right. I'm going to Iowa. I'm going to Los Angeles. And I'm coming back to Santa Barbara. And we just celebrated being together for 39 years. That's
wow.
How radical it was.
I love that story. Oh, my God. I love it. 39
years. Now, here's the weird thing, too. And people could go, well, you know, maybe he was, whatever. But in universe number one, all my girlfriends were complaining there were no good partners. They wanted to be married. They wanted to have children. In universe number one, when I went into universe number five, they were all in relationship. They were all engaged. Some of them were already married and going to have babies. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it wasn't just me that changed. It was everything around me was different. And back then, I couldn't go up to him and go, hey, you know what, in another parallel universe, well, and in this one, you're happy. I couldn't do that back then because they would have thought I was crazy. Now I'm not hiding that information. But you understand, my environment, everything shifted.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff. And by the way, you guys, if you're getting excited like I am, that we're going to be talking about Pam's special offer in just a few minutes, where you'll learn all of these techniques and in her special course. But I want to ask some more questions before, and we have some really interesting questions coming from the audience. I love this question from Letitia, and I think you're going to love it too, Pam. She said, hi, Pam. Even though I am aware of my multidimensional personality or multidimensionality, I wonder if we can become crazy by jumping from one dimension to another. To me, it's exciting and also scary to be in the unknown. And also, can our own big life transformation influence our loved ones in a positive way or not? So that's one of her fears. And so why are we so afraid to integrate our multidimensional identity as being of love and light that we truly are?
Number one, the number one reason why we haven't developed our expansive consciousness and this greater level of freedom is fear. It's
So we're losing you again. Just a couple of seconds. A couple of seconds, and should be back.
You know, when I'm back, I'll keep talking.
Yeah. Okay, you're back now. You're back.
when you lose
thank
me,
you.
Thank you for telling me that. I'll just keep talking until you hear me again. I mean, I'll just say I'm here. So,
okay.
So anyway, that's the number one reason that we hold anything back is fear. Can you imagine the first time somebody came back and said, hey guys, the world's not flat, it's round. Everyone's like, no, I'm not, you're not.
We're
going to
fall down. We're
going to
fall off.
We'll fall off and monsters will get us. There's no way I can see it looks flat. You can't trick me. So it's all fear that holds us back. Or the first time somebody gets on planes. How's that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
How can I be? I still amazes me that I can see an airplane way up in the sky, hundreds of people in there, and they go, how are they staying up there? I don't get that. But I'm not afraid to fly. So you can experiment little bits at a time, but basically it's commitment. You either let it hold you back or you step through your fear. I mean, you know, people don't learn to swim if they're afraid. They don't learn to drive a car if they're afraid. So that's one of the reasons I do this and teach this. The more And I have a course that teaches it. So the more people see other people are doing it, the less afraid we are. I remember the first time I learned how to bend spoons, I actually learned it from an aerospace engineer, if you can believe that. And we're in this room, and you're supposed to hold your utensil, hold the spoon in one hand, right, and go, okay, focus on bend the spoon, right, with our minds. And nothing was happening. You know, I swear we were doing that for like, it felt like forever. And
okay, we're losing you again, and we don't want to miss this part of the story. So I'm going to just,
okay.
Can you say something, Pam?
Yes.
You are coming back, but not fully back yet.
Okay.
All right. So you said you were focusing on bending, but I think it had 20
and
minutes.
Nothing was happening. Yeah, and then nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, a woman in the back of the room screamed out, and we turned around and saw her spoon falling over, just bending. And as soon as that happened, our spoon started doing the same thing. So it's almost like somebody showed it was possible. So it's like, wow. So which is why I teach the classes, so that people can see they're not alone. Other people are doing it. So you either let fear hold you back or you just go for it. Now, the question of, and you know, practicing little bits at a time or believing in yourself, or if people are really afraid, ask for help from the other side or guides or angels or whatever you believe in, source, God, universe. Just ask for this. You wouldn't be drawn to it if it wasn't possible for you. So it's not bad. It's not evil. It's not scary. And I can tell you that the people that probably go crazy are the ones that fight
their natural abilities, you know, and then they're unhappy and then they go crazy because they're going, no, I feel drawn to this. No, I can't do it. No, I feel drawn to this. No, I can't do it. It's like, you know, that to me is more crazy making. Anyway, so the other one about, does it affect the people around you?
The loved ones.
Okay, I'm going to use. Yeah. You don't have to change them. In Universe One, I didn't change any of those people. I dropped believing in that. I dropped my focus on that one. Those people, let's put it this way, the guy that I'm with now, there's still a universe where he exists, where he's still on the East Coast with whatever girl he's with. He still exists there. I aligned with the one where he wanted to be with me in Universe Number Five, so I didn't change him. He was already wanting to do that. So I'll use the analogy of changing the TV station, okay? I'm going to use Tom Hanks as an example because he's in so many movies. On channel whatever, he's stranded on a tropical island, you know? He's stranded. He's there. But if I don't like that movie, I can change it and I can go, you know, into another whatever it is. I can change the channel. I didn't change him. He's already doing that movie. So in Parallel Universe Number Five that I went into, I didn't affect all those, all my friends that were now happily married or having children or engaged, whatever. They were already doing that in Universe Number Five. So the only thing that changes is you, your focus. You changed the channel. You aligned with the program that was already going on. Where a frequency is a really good example of that. It's a little bit, it has some scary moments, but when he changes into a different universe, the whole history in that universe was also altered. People had a different memory of how things happened. In case you haven't noticed that,
beautiful.
Don't you ever run, like my mother and I did not have the same movie growing up because she remembers something completely different than I do. So I know that she was in a different parallel universe. She has a different memory than I do. And we just aligned. We met up in a, you know, in the universe that I'm focused on. It's a focus. It's an alignment. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So I want to ask you a couple of more questions. Very interesting questions from the audience. So some people are still concerned if they said that once you moved from universe number one to that fifth universe, your friends were still the same friends, though, but they were just happier and they had a different experience of life. So they don't want to leave. They're worried that they might lose their friends.
No. The only time you'll, maybe somebody will fall out of what my friend calls out of your orbit, is if those people were not positive for you anyway, or they weren't aligned with you being in that one. But no, I haven't lost anybody. When I changed universes, all the same people are there. They're just a little different.
Beautiful.
They're in a different movie,
all right,
too,
this is
and they're happier.
Thank you for answering that. And Joanna wants to know, she says, I have a time where I feel like I live my perfect life, and then I wake up or open my eyes, and I am here again, and it's tough to adjust. How do we switch it to the perfect feeling like the real everyday life? Why does one reality feel more real than the other?
Yeah, that's such a great question. We all do that, by the way. We all do that. It's like I put my imagination on where I want to be, and then I wake up and find out I'm still in the one that I was in yesterday. I'm like, oh, how did I? Because I believe in that one more. I focused on it more. Deep down inside, subconsciously, I still believe that's the one that has the problems in it, and so I'm focused on that. So it takes practice. It takes practice. It takes a lot of letting go. That's the big one, Aram. We get very attached to our stories and our dramas, positive or negative stories. We get very attached to our stories, and we believe they're real. And the more you put energy into it, the more you keep affirming that it's real, the harder it's going to be for you to shift it because you're really attached to it. So practicing going into the new one, practicing letting go of the old and not being attached to the story, not talking about it, not telling the story about it, not, you know, getting into victim consciousness with your friends describing that story. It's like literally letting go of it and then practicing, focusing and talking about the new one, the one that you want to be in. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes practice. Sometimes it just takes the letting go.
But definitely don't go, oh, it never works, because then you're not going to ever be able to shift it, and then you're always going to be in the one that you think is real. And by the way, you're changing all the time anyway. I mean, have you had the experience where you're driving down the road or walking down the street and somehow you've been in a familiar place, you've been there a million times, and something doesn't feel familiar about it all of a sudden? That's because you were in a different universe. So it's like, or deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
Deja vu is a really good example. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe deja vu is two different universes. All of a sudden you're like, wow, I feel like I've done this before. Yeah, you just connected with the universe where you were already doing that mm-hmm. in another parallel universe. You know, I know this sounds like science fiction, but remember, people, a lot of things that used to be science fiction are now science fact. You know, cell phones, sliding doors, flight, going to the moon, you know, space travel. All of that stuff used to sound like science fiction. I mean, our cell phones, to me, is a really good example, you know, or Zoom or Skype.
It really is.
Like the Jetsons.
Yes, I remember the time when we used to carry the big clunky phones when they first came out, and it was such a novelty, and then we got the video cameras, and I mean, it's changed right, and this has happened in our lifetimes, and it used to be the work of science fiction. So, again, very exciting information, and still getting some very interesting questions. This is a good one, because remember when I was telling you, Pam, that when I started the course, the special offer that we have for you guys today, the Quantum e-course from Pam, I already started it, and I told Pam in one of the exercises that she teaches in the course that I did that, and it really was an eye-opener, because not only did I have a very clear, firm answer as to why I came into this, why I chose to come into this world, but I also learned how far I have come in whatever it was that I had come to learn. It was so interesting, eye-opening, and profound. I won't tell you more because I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but this is right in line with that question from Silvana, and she's saying, is there validity that hardship can be a lesson that we need to learn? And if so, and we pick a happier reality, can we still learn and realize that we have learned?
Yes. Let me say one real quick thing about something you just said too, Erin, before. What I say is, you won't always get what you want, but you will always get what you believe. So if things are going on in your life that you're not happy about, take a look at what you believe about yourself and the nature of reality, are there people, and you're going to understand why you're in that universe. No judgment, no bad or good. Mm-hmm. And it leads up to the next question. We all came here for an experience. We're here having experiences. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we like to challenge ourselves so that we can, you know, be stronger or go, wow, look what I overcame, or look at how fascinating it was. Everything was there. Okay, I'm bored. Okay, wait, what is all this about? It's the same, same, same. So we create different challenges as souls to see who we are, to see. I mean, you don't go to a gym and go, okay, I just lift 1 pound all the time. You don't exercise. Just like every time you want to lift something even harder or something bigger, or we learn things. Do I believe that we're here because we have to learn, or that we're being punished, and until we learn it, then we can't move on? Now, I'm not going to mess with people's belief systems. Whatever you believe, that's great. But you're choosing to learn things. You're not having to learn them. You're choosing them because they're fascinating. I don't believe we have to learn with pain and struggle and suffering. We've done so much of that. It's like, oh, my gosh, come on. We can learn with joy. We can learn from fun. We can learn from excitement. I mean, look at kids on a playground. They learn how to do things, and they're happy about it. Not because, oh, my gosh, I have to learn how to do this. With ease, grace, you can know that you've learned. Keep repeating something, struggling with, you're believing in it still, or you still want to go to a higher level. You want the challenge so you can see who you really are and what you're capable of overcoming or creating or doing. That makes sense.
So I have some.
Yes, it does. It does. It makes sense, a lot of sense. And I am reading questions from some people that are saying, I do believe that we are expanded beings and we can create our own reality. And I'm just so exhausted and tired because I can't seem to shift. So we're going to talk about Pam's offer in just a few minutes, because that's where you really are going to learn some of the foundational tools here. And I, like I said, I'm halfway through the course, and there are some amazing exercises that I've already done, visualizations, and she'll take you through these different journeys. It's really exciting stuff. So stay tuned. We will address those questions in a bit, too. I want to also ask you, Pam, because there's so much shifting in the world right now. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff happening. People are waking up. More and more people are waking up. What do you see currently happening in the world, and what lies ahead for humanity?
Excellent question. And let me also say to the last person that said she's tired of working that hard. That's what we got to shift out of. We've been trained to believe everything here is hard and struggling. You got to work hard. We're moving into grace and ease, you guys. We're moving in to ease. We're supposed to be creative, playful beings. We didn't. Okay. I've been shown that we're headed for a new renaissance. I'm very optimistic about where we're going. Now, remember, we had a renaissance before. Prior to that, we had the Dark Ages. It was the Dark Ages in which, by the way, we had the Black Death. We had a pandemic. The Black Death, the Black Plague. And so while people were going through that, they couldn't even fathom that anything positive was ahead. It looked like everybody was dying off, and that was it, right? Then what emerged after that was the Renaissance, and it was a radical different way. I mean, Newtonian physics showed up. The world wasn't flat anymore. People were traveling. The printing press came out, so now there was mass information being able to go. That was the first Renaissance. What they're showing me is that the next Renaissance, the one that we're basically in right now, that we're in a cocoon, the caterpillar's falling apart so the butterfly can emerge. The new Renaissance is going to be okay, all right.
You said the new Renaissance.
Come back. The new Renaissance.
You're back
we're headed
now.
For.
Yeah.
Okay. The new Renaissance. We're headed for understanding that it's consciousness and energy, which is so much easier to manifest things than to create heaven on earth, to create the garden here, to create a pleasant life. We don't have to die and leave our bodies, since there's nothing physical about our bodies anyway. We can create the garden
here.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're waking up. I mean, if people want to leave and transcend someplace else, they can do that. But where we're headed is grace and ease and letting go of victim consciousness, the belief that we're just these little worker ants on the ground that are struggling and suffering, waiting for the day we get to be free again. It's like, no, no, no. Haven't you noticed how many people on the planet? Well, look at this. The pandemic was created to get us all to stop, running around like little and trying to survive and doing jobs we didn't like and stop, go inside. Who are you really? What's your soul here to do? What is your joy? What's your heart and soul telling you to do here? We were being told to stop, to listen, to get quiet, which is what a lot of people did. And a lot of people are changing now. Mm-hmm. Other people went into fear and chaos and like, no, 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 conspiracy, no, no, fear and resistance. And okay, so we haven't totally woken up yet. But more and more people, have you noticed how many people don't want to go back to jobs that were stressing them out anymore? I've got so many clients that said, I didn't realize how unhappy I was at that job until I stopped. I want to do what my heart and soul is calling me to do now. So there's a big shift going on, and people don't want to work that hard anymore. We weren't created to do that. So the shift is realizing that we are who we are, that we're these divine, amazing, expansive consciousness beings of light, and we're creators, so that we can go into joy and ease and peace. And I honestly believe at the core of my being, that's where we're headed, despite the fact that it's looking the opposite. Although, you guys, we're getting mile markers. You see the battle, the war that's in Ukraine. Do you see how everybody didn't jump on and go, okay, World War III, let's go, everybody, World War III, let's jump on it. People went, no. We don't want battle anymore. We don't want war anymore. We don't want killing anymore. Something needs to change. And so we're handling it from a different perspective.
there are fewer wars on the planet right now than there used to be way back when. So we are shifting our consciousness into knowing there's different ways to solve things.
Yes, yes. I love that. That is, I believe it too, by the way. I believe this is why the pandemic happened, and a lot of the things that we see as negative, but actually they're showing us that this is what we don't want. So I totally believe that. I agree with you on that. And I just want to make comment here that, you know, yeah, go ahead, please.
Einstein actually said a problem cannot be solved by the same mind the problem in the first place. So we're changing our consciousness. We're changing how we see ourselves and the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the comment I wanted to make was that when I was going through your course, Pam, I realized, you know, a couple of things in my career that have happened that have been absolutely mind-boggling. I shared with you, you know, when I moved to Pakistan 3 years ago, had no intention really of having a huge following here, but always wanted to help women from the East. And so I created a few videos. They went viral. Before I knew it, 100 million people had viewed my videos. And then before I knew it, I have, you know, millions of followers. And now it's a thing. It's a real thing here now. Another thing that happened in my life that was also what you would call an overnight, right, like a huge shift, was back when I launched this particular telesummit 10 years ago, going through a divorce, had a bankruptcy case going on, also had another lawsuit, all of those things happening at the same time, and just got this into my head that I want to be a telesummit host. I used to be a banker. I said, I don't want to be in that industry anymore. I want to talk to these kinds of people, people like yourself, and I want to talk to and interview them because I love learning from them, and I would love to spread this information. That was my intention. And what I did, Pam, was so funny because I had some idea of, you know, how to do this stuff. Didn't know exactly, but just had some idea. So I locked myself into my apartment. My daughters were gone on visitation. I put up sticky notes all around my apartment, which had really positive affirmations, like, oh, how did I make $1 million within a year? Of course, at that time, I had, like, maybe a couple of $1,000s in my bank, and that's it. So I had all this stuff going on, and the telesummit, the person who sold me the course told me nobody had ever created a telesummit using his course in less than 6 months. And that, too, was people that were really focused. And I had only 3 weeks because after 3 weeks, I would have no money to pay the bills. I said, I have to do it in 3 weeks. He said, it's never been done before. I said, okay, thank you for that information. And 3 weeks later, in June, 10 years ago, the first show of From Heartache to Joy was launched. Within 1 year, the telesummit crossed 7 figures. In its revenue. And it wasn't until the second or third year that I had been running the telesummit that I found out that the success rate of telesummits in that industry was less than 2%. So 98% failed within the first few months. And I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't know that. Because had I known it, I might have taken it on as a belief. So somehow I did tap into the quantum jumping, or the, you know, jumping into a parallel universe where I was running a successful telesummit. And I'm excited that now I can actually learn how to do it, you know, in a way that is more conscious, where I know what I'm doing, because, you know, it's been, this is only twice that it's happened. So with your permission, I would love to actually talk about what it is that you have in a special offer for our audience today. And, if you can explain it to them, that would be great. The link I'm going to announce for you guys that need to type it in, you can type it in. Otherwise, you have the link. You can just click it, and it'll take you to the offer page. It is orderjoy2020.com/Pam. So orderjoy2020.com/Pam. Pam, and it will bring you to this offer page. And over to you, Pam, if you can please explain what they're going to get in here in this offer and how they can really use it to change their life.
Okay, so this is my big course. I'm giving you guys a big, huge discount on how much this course usually goes for. And in the course, I am teaching you all of these things, everything, how to shift parallel universes, how to expand your consciousness to be able to do psychic, to be able to see past, present, future, to be able to tune into other people, to see and sense auras, to talk to people on the other side if you want to. Again, they're just different frequencies. They all still use. If you go to that link, you can watch the video, the TEDx talk, and scroll down, you'll see the itinerary. You'll see what each class is. There's 19 classes for a total of 7 hours. I have guided meditations to help you know how to do all of these, including the parallel universes. I show you how to bend spoons. I show you the concepts. I teach the spiritual concepts, the physics concept, the logic. I give you the facts, the logic, the details, but I also show you, and you get to do it along with the class in there. I videotaped a live class so you could practice with the people in the room. And so especially the guided meditations and show you how to expand your consciousness. So I put so much information into this course so that people could start experiencing this.
Yes.
So it seems normal.
Yes, and it's so much fun. I am doing it right now. I realized that I am on class. I have completed class 5 and I'm on 6 now. So there are still quite a few classes to go and I'm excited. And I've already learned so much. It was so much fun. I will tell you that when I went into the future, I also got really strong vertigo. So I was like, oh my God, what is this? So I'm going to probably have to go back and do it again. But that was very, very interesting. And the other one I told you, doing the exercise, it made it crystal clear for me why I came here and what I have already done and how I can move forward because I've already done some of the stuff. It was so awesome. It was really, really awesome. I can't wait to go through the rest of the classes and learn how to bend spoons and primarily, basically, you know, learning all the tools that I feel at this time we all need as humanity. I mean, that would be like a few years ago, having a mobile phone was not considered, you know, you need it to function. You have to have it. Nowadays, of course, it's a necessity. Even if you don't like cell phones, it's a necessity. So I feel that this kind of information, I think, is going to be a necessity, that we're all going to need it.
Basically, I also want people to know, Aaron, that if they get the course, you have 10 days. If you start studying it and you don't like it, you get a full refund within 10 days. So I want to make this low risk. I'm giving it a big discount. I want the consciousness to shift so big. Although I'm shifting all the time anyway, so you guys get to do what you want. You can join me in this more expansive universe, or you can stay in the one that's hard work, but definitely don't beat yourself up. If the person that said they're tired and they're struggling, don't beat yourself up for that. We're here to play and to be creative, so letting go of the struggle, and you don't have to work hard. That's why I love, Aaron, that you said this is fun. I want all the things that I teach to be fun and easy. And that's when we learn the best, and that's when we get excited about it, and that's when we enjoy it more. This is not another workshop where you got to work hard to get it or you're a failure. No, this is fun and easy and expansive. And you get it forever, so you can play with it off and on. You can get your friends together, do it with your friends, and there's all kinds of fun things to do with it.
That is so cool. So, again, that link is orderjoy2020.com/Pam22. What I also love about this course is that Pam is teaching you the tools to become this expansive co-creator with the universe. I know you guys, a couple of people asked, well, can we get a session? This is where, you know, we need to kind of shift out of that a little bit and look at what Pam is gifting us with. This is where instead of giving you fish, she's teaching you how to fish. This is so much more powerful. This is where you get to really allow yourself to expand. I know that there are some of my energies that are dormant. The, you know, other than the five senses we have, we know we have other senses. I want to be able to expand those, access those, and be able to use it for myself. I already know I have a very good inner sensor for people. I can sense what people are going through. I can sense what's blocking them. And I want to be able to expand that so that I can really live my purpose and help people the way I'm meant to. So this is what this course is going to do for you, you guys. She's really teaching very valuable tools, and it's super exciting, and you will be able to do it all yourself. So orderjoy2020.com/Pam22. Pam, believe it or not, we are almost out of time, but we have about 7 minutes left. I want to ask you, what would you like to share before we let you go? I know you're full of amazing information. There's so much more to talk about if we had time. What would you like to share with our audience in these last few minutes that we have with you?
Well, thank you, Aram. I feel like the biggest message I want to say is, you guys, your souls know exactly what they're doing. It's our little egos that get scared. They're like little children, and you've trained your egos to try and keep you safe here, to everything that's bombarding us, learning how to be still, you're going to connect with how amazing you are, that you came here on purpose because you wanted to have the adventure, you wanted to have the experience. You're loved unconditionally. You've never done anything wrong. As much as it looks that way for some of us, this is what's gotten you here. You're amazing. You're loved. You're lovable. You're gifted. You're way more expansive. Life is meant to be way more fun. And you're not alone. You're not alone. There are a lot of other people out there doing it. So for those of you that have Violet in your aura, this is what I say to Violet. Well, you don't have to do this then. Just wait till everybody else does it, and you can take up the rear, right? Be at the end of the train here. Or what I say to yellows, because yellows, those of us that have yellow in our aura, yellows are pleasers, but they're stubborn, and they don't like being told what to do. So usually what I say to a yellow is, well, you don't have to do it. Just keep doing what you're doing right now for the rest of your life. It's okay. You don't have to do any of this stuff, because yellows don't like being told what to do. So if I tell them what to do, they'll do the opposite. So it's like, no, don't do it. Just keep doing how you're doing your life right now for the rest of your life. It's really okay.
It's really okay. Yeah. That's what another thing I noticed in your course was that you have really very high level of respect for free will. And that, you know, whatever people are choosing, let them choose. That's what you want to choose, that's fine. Then choose that.
Yeah.
But just be conscious of what you're choosing. I think half of the problem is if we can just become conscious of what we are choosing and that it is a choice, I think most of us will shift out of that choice. So
I agree.
So excited and grateful. This was so valuable, Pam. Loved spending this time with you and sharing this beautiful space. Thank you for being here today with us and for sharing all this valuable knowledge.
You're welcome. Can you hear me? Are we still here? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay,
I can hear
good.
Yes. So,
I just never know. I want to thank you for providing this platform, for being willing to get this vast, powering, and inspirational information out there so that people know they have choices. Most people out there don't know they have a choice. So I love that you're expanding, you're offering this, and you're right, people get to do what they want with it, and it's still okay, they're still loved, it's still okay. Just I hope that you're choosing things that make you happy and expansive, and just drop the rest. It's okay to let go of it. We're doing great.
Awesome, love it. Thank you so much, my dear. And thank you to our wonderful listeners and all the questions you guys sent us. They really helped all of us to learn more. Thank you, and take care of yourselves. Lots of blessings and loads of love. Take care. Bye-bye.